Building 116 on Zhilyanska Street in central Kyiv was struck at around 8:21 in the morning. Half of it was reduced to a pile of rubble. Nadia, her husband and two cats lived on the ground floor. They were woken by an earlier explosion, then heard a sound similar to a roar of motorbike, and yet another explosion.
No, we didn't hear any sound before the explosion exactly in our house. So the explosion in the house across the street, you hear this bzz, bzz. But here that there was only the explosion sound. So our cats hide in the bathroom, under the bath. We were just shocked, and we were sitting and waiting what's happening. But I told my husband to close the gas system, and at the same time he looked at the window and said that this building is okay, so that means they hit us, our building.
Multiple so-called kamikaze drones had been launched against Kyiv and other cities. Ukrainians call these drones mopeds because of the buzz they make while loitering overhead. They do cause panic and anxiety because you don't know where they're going to hit. Now, these drones are increasingly used in attacks beyond the front lines. The pattern is to launch them in swarms towards several cities at the same time in a bid to overwhelm the air defense systems. Building 116 was struck by one of several that weren't intercepted. Yegor Gorbiev's flat shared a wall with the building. He stood on the balcony and saw what he describes as a miniature jet hovering overhead. Small planes that changed their speed and direction, he says. A nearby power station could have been an intended target.
You speak about critical infrastructure, but this energy station that's not far from my house is not effective. More than 10 years, during the last 10 years, our governors have a plan to restructure it. Because it's Soviet construction. It's not effective, and it's useful also for small districts around. It's unnormal for modern infrastructure. That's why it's not a critical infrastructure.
Dennis's grandmother lived on the third floor. She couldn't escape the impact. Her body was discovered under the rubble. Three of her neighbors also lost their lives. The increased use of drones could indicate that Russia is depleting its stock of cruise missiles or that Western sanctions are working. But they have also been effective in destroying energy infrastructure, plunging parts of Ukraine in darkness as the cold season is fast approaching. Madad Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.